Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Are you ready for spring? The calendar says it'll start next Tuesday, the 20th. Now, if the weather cooperates, we'll be in business. The first day of spring, of course, coincides with the spring equinox, sometimes called the vernal equinox. As the name implies, equa, equal, and nox, night, the lengths of the nighttime and daytime on the equinox will be close to equal around the globe. The spring equinox, along with the fall or autumnal equinox, marks the time of the year when the sun is directly overhead on the equator. But that's not for all day. It'll occur on the 20th at precisely 16:15 Universal Time, which is 10:15 a.m. Central Time. After the spring equinox, our days will lengthen until the summer solstice in June, marking the first day of summer. Then our days will shorten until the fall or autumnal equinox in September. The days continue to shorten, of course, until the first day of winter or the winter solstice in December. It's all because the Earth does not spin on an axis that's perpendicular to the orbit. If that were the case, we wouldn't have the seasons, and the sun would always be directly overhead of the equator. The Earth's angle of rotation is tilted 23.5 degrees off perpendicular. Have you ever wondered why? Apparently, there's been a collision or collisions. The leading hypothesis is that back after the Big Bang, when the planets in our solar system were forming, a lot of material would have been flying around. Some of that material coalesced to form the planets of our solar system. Larger masses would have produced greater gravitational attraction than smaller ones. It's hypothesized that at some point, there was a collision, or perhaps many collisions, involving the Earth that knocked the Earth off its axis. The distribution of the mass of the Earth is also a factor. Based on what I've read, the Earth is a little top-heavy due to the polar ice, and that's not equally distributed up there. So the Earth is tilted, and we have our four seasons. But what would life on Earth be like if it were tilted 35 degrees, 45 degrees? It would be different. So maybe 23.5 degrees isn't so bad. Happy spring equinox. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.